In many of our previous full productions, productions of full operas, we had some element of small concert preceding that, either at the library or first night Fayetteville. We used to be in January, so sometimes we were part of New Year's Eve events. And it was so exciting to kind of organically meet people in the community. That was one of our favorite activities and a really fun way to meet people. And we were always kind of blown away by everyone's enthusiasm. And sort of when you have a free public event that's part of something else, you get a really different crowd of people. Our initial festival of 10 Met Operas was done in Boston, and I saw them and thought, how great would it be to get to do a little bit more of being out in the community? And they're very mobile. They're 10 minutes. They're complete musically. They're complete dramatically. And they require very little in terms of set, props, costumes to make them read because they sort of pack such a punch. So it was an exciting idea to kind of put them on their feet and take them where the people are.
Missy Mazzoli's on the slate. Mm-hmm. She's a very exciting composer right now. So I'd love to hear anyone speak about her and her compositions and why she's so exciting.
Well, this piece that we're doing is called A Flourish of Green, and it's a 7-minute self-contained opera for two singers and piano. It is a bit unique in her canon in that it does not have electronic sound, and it is very acoustic and very sort of traditional in format. But it's a really interesting textural piece, and it has a lot of sort of extended vocal effects and extended piano effects to create this really beautiful story from the Decameron.
And in these 7 minutes, just her music lends itself so immediately to being really emotionally deep. And so right off the bat, you're just sort of in this very strong emotional world, and she just brings you in from moment one.
And now I'll go back a moment to this idea of pop-up and performing in different places where community members who don't typically buy a ticket to go see an opera, where you'd engage with them. Maybe you have some memorable moments of people who had never really experienced it before, and they have, and what it does, what that's been like for people.
I mean, I think my biggest moment was last year. We had a pop-up at the mall, and I think when you think about doing any kind of public concert at the mall, kind of everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be horrible. No one wants to hear opera while they're shopping. It's going to be depressing and terrible. And it was amazing to see just like 50 or 60 people on a Saturday morning stop and listen to this opera and be so excited and say, like, we had no idea this was happening. We didn't really even know what an opera was. We didn't know there were operas in English. It was thrilling. I would say that was one of our most successful pop-ups, and that was a big surprise for me.
And this is my first time performing at Opera Fayetteville, but I can say from a singer's perspective, it's so unique that we have this opportunity to engage with our audience in such a close format that it's really unique and special to have that connection. You know, usually we have a big proscenium stage and an orchestra pit in between us and the audience, and you can't connect in the same way. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of connections we can make out in the community here.
And I think that was one of our big surprises last year, that we knew it would be amazing to bring opera into the real world, into people's lives in these unexpected ways. But I don't think we were prepared for how that experience would change our art making and how it's incredibly exciting to be really in the middle of someone's day creating a little piece of art.
And having that connection with the someone who's listening.
I think the art form really lends itself to that without amplification or any sort of electronic thing, in the way there are no screens, it is just people voices coming straight to you, live in front of you, looking at you, interacting with you, which is really exciting and unexpected if you're at the mall, looking at your phone, trying to figure out a shopping list.
Right. Ellen, on top of all of that, I think so much these days there's this stigma that people imagine when they don't know anything about opera of like, oh, it's very museum art, or it's not for me. That's a thing that like old people go to, and my grandparents, and not me. And when you put it in front of them in this way, these people who had no idea can be brought to this art form and realize, oh, this is actually like really cool and something I can get behind.
Someone said to me last year, oh, if I knew this is what opera was, I would be here all the time. Right. I didn't know this is what it was.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this year's Opera Fayetteville.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.